or perhaps watching a vibrant sunset on a beach full of glistening plastic.
Keys to Progress, honoring veterans, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. The Skill Bridge program has helped many veterans transition after their service is over. Air Force veteran Kayla Blackshire was one of them.
It was stressful though. Like, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I will be helping transitioning veterans get into cybersecurity. Service before self. It's one of the pillars we have.
Make sure your family's well taken care of with life insurance, protect your phones, laptops, and more with electronic device insurance. And cover your furry friends with pet health insurance.
Point.
Hey, you okay? You don't normally miss those shots.
Ugh, I just haven't been as regular lately, and it's making me feel sluggish.
You should try Metamucil. It's been a game changer for me. Metamucil's plant-based psyllium fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down.
Ace!
You're moving better than you were last week.
Definitely.
Metamucil keeps you moving. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Learn more at Metamucil.com.
Great music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
This is a special report from ABC News, Your Voice, Your Vote. I'm Michelle Franzen. Election officials across states say there is robust turnout and few glitches so far at the polls, giving way to the excitement of casting a ballot, whether you are a longtime voter or newcomer like Viviana Marin in Coral Gables, Florida.
I'm so excited because it's my first time voting. I'm so happy because I live now here, and I think I can add to the decisions to can change this country.
Battleground states like Georgia say they are seeing fewer troubles and long lines than in 2020 due to efforts by election officials and early voting. Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger.
The average check-in time is still 49 seconds. And the line time has dropped now to 1 minute.
Nevada election officials say they've also made big investments to streamline the process and are keeping pace with counting ballots. This is ABC News. Most Americans on this election day are waiting for the results of the presidential election. But another closely watched election is a Senate race in Texas.
No Democrat has won a statewide race here in Texas in 30 years, and incumbent Senator Ted Cruz has consistently led in the polls against Colin Allred. Democratic consultant Matt Engel says it's become a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Here in Texas, we don't have very many close races. So there's a sense of, well, in the end of the day, the Republican probably wins.
Cruz is fighting for a third term in the Senate. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
A toxic smog is covering the Indian capital of New Delhi, driving air quality in some areas into the severe range. Air quality generally deteriorates in the city during the winter as cold air traps pollutants and brings in a spike in respiratory illnesses. Bernard Marcus, the co-founder of the Home Depot, has died. A billionaire philanthropist, he donated nearly $5 million to the Republican Party. He was 95. Michelle Franz.
Okay, everyone, what did you think of the chocolate bar?
It's too chewy.
Feels kind of chalky.
Too much nougat.
I need to go brush my teeth.
Business is booming for Steph's small marketing research firm.
After all these focus groups, there's only one conclusion. I need more researchers.
And she's way too busy researching.
Does this have peanuts?
To waste time researching resumes.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Dreary and soggy today, with scattered showers and even some thunderstorms expected this afternoon, which could be strong to severe, bringing some gusty winds. Otherwise today, expect patchy fog, highs only reaching the upper 40s, and breezy winds. For fall and winter getaways, check out Alexandria, Minnesota. ExploreAlex.com. Currently, it's 45.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. It's Election Day and polls close at 8 o'clock. This is Wisconsin Elections Administrator Megan Wolf.
Clerks are reporting that things are running smoothly at polling locations across the state. It's great to hear that so many eligible voters are headed to the polls today. A big thank you to all of our local election officials in Wisconsin's 1,850 cities, towns, and villages, and 72 counties, in addition to the tens of thousands of election inspectors serving at the polls today.
A Monday afternoon high-speed chase forced the lockdown of Rhinelander High School and may have been the result of a road rage incident. Speeds reached up to 100 miles an hour before a suspect was eventually taken into custody. Much of Wisconsin is experiencing rainy conditions today, and there's a chance of some severe weather in southern Wisconsin. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Thanksgiving's only a few weeks away, and Fleet Farm's got just what you need to prep for family and friends. For you turkey smokers, Griller's Gold barbecue pellets are just $5.99 a bag. And you can never have enough Fleet Farm mixed nuts. Two-pound bags are on sale for $12.99. Wash it all down with Bubbler's sparkling water. Now just $11 for 2 6-packs. The holidays will be here before you know it. So stock up now on everything you need at the best prices guaranteed. At Fleet Farm.
Chances are, with the tricky road conditions caused by snow, sleet, and ice, you could end up getting a dent, ding, or bang on your car this winter. If you do, there's only one name to trust for quality auto repair. That's JKO Auto Body Shop of Durand. JKO Auto Body uses factory replacement parts and paint, so you know your vehicle is back to factory specifications and that the repairs will last. JKO works with all insurance companies, too. If your vehicle gets a dent, ding, or bang this winter, get it repaired at JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates. More than 1.5 million people have already voted in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Elections Commission yesterday said that the early vote total includes 950,000 who voted in person this year. Wisconsin early vote numbers are far below 2020's numbers, but that vote was skewed by the pandemic. The Election Commission says this year's numbers are better than 2012 and 2016. The commission says mail-in votes are still coming in, so that total likely won't be finalized until after all of the ballots are counted. Today is election day, and the polls are open until 8 p.m. One person is dead after a two-vehicle accident in the town of Otter Creek Friday. According to the Eau Claire County Sheriff's Department, 18-year-old Ryan Julson of Osseo was traveling on Highway D when a vehicle crossed the center line and hit his vehicle. Julson died of his injuries at the hospital while the other driver suffered minor injuries. An Oronoco man has been arrested after driving over 100 miles an hour Friday. According to the Olmsted County Sheriff's Department, deputies clocked 20-year-old Daniel Oetkalt doing 108 in a 55-mile-an-hour zone. Oetkalt showed signs of impairment when deputies stopped him. He's now facing third-degree DWI, speeding over 100 miles an hour, and reckless driving charges. A team from Indonesia spent a lot of time in Wisconsin during this year's World Dairy Expo. Wisconsin Agriculture Secretary Randy Romanski led the delegation during their time in the state and said it was a great way to connect the dots between Wisconsin and world markets.
Absolutely. It's a great way to do, as I like to say, connect the dots between farmers and consumers, connect the dots between Wisconsin products and people around the world. And one of the things that's evident from the conversations here and our conversations leading up to this is that the world's population is growing and growing quickly. And no matter what part of the world people come from, they want to make sure that their population has access to healthy, safe, nutritional milk and dairy products. And this is a great way to go back to the connecting the dots theme, connecting the dots between all the things Wisconsin has to offer and ways that we can help other countries not only have access to Wisconsin products, but also helping them grow their industry at home, because we need to have a both-and approach to meet the global food demand.
Romanski said the team was fully immersed in Wisconsin's dairy industry. You're listening to WRDN News.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Olmsted County will be honoring veterans with a special light display this week. The Olmsted County Government Center in Rochester is lit up in green. Operation Green Light will continue through November 11th. Rochester City Hall will also be lit green. A free Veterans Day breakfast will be held Monday at the Rochester International Event Center on Airport View Drive. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekens.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FACE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FACE. Enjoy.
Allmendinger alludes to Phoenix's weakness. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
The NASCAR Powerball Playoff is back and ready to make a new millionaire in victory lane.
Oh, it's you! Stephanie!
Last year, it happened to Stephanie. This year, it could be you winning $1 million at NASCAR Championship Weekend. Head to Powerball.com for the list of participating lotteries and join the race for $1 million. Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR and home to the NASCAR Powerball Playoff.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
AJ Allmendinger has a chance to capture his first NASCAR title as a part of the NASCAR Xfinity Series Championship 4 this coming weekend at Phoenix Raceway. The colleague racing pilot knows it won't be an easy task, however, admitting that the Arizona venue has never been his strongest track.
This is the way it's supposed to be, right? Just
have a dogfight all year, struggle, no wins, and to go win the first race in the round of eight to give ourselves 3 weeks to get ready for Phoenix. Like I said, it gives us a lot of confidence. We know Phoenix is a weak track for us, and we have a lot of work to do during this period of time to get ready for Phoenix, but we are full focus now at Phoenix, and we're going to need it because it's a track that we struggled at.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. This time of year is decision time for a lot of people, but it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, joining MediShare means saving about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people, obviously. But what's more, MediShare members like it a lot. Their satisfaction rate is 98%. Imagine that. And MediShare is a proven thing, too, for over 30 years. It's a Christian community of hundreds of thousands of people now. And here's the thing. If you join before November 15th and you mention the promo code SHARE, they'll waive your application fee. So you save even more right off the bat. I'll give you the number here in a second, but just call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is November 15th. So call now. You'll save even more. Here's the number. 866-89-BIBLE. That's 866-89-BIBLE. 866-89-BIBLE.
The NFL trade deadline is passed, and the Packers made one move today. I'm Bill Scott with sports. They send veteran defensive end Preston Smith to the Steelers for a seventh-round draft pick. Seeing less playing time this season in Green Bay, Smith had 19 tackles and 2.5 sacks. He had 44 sacks in his 6 seasons with the Packers. Detroit Lions added some pass rush help, acquiring veteran defensive end and former Packers Adarius Smith in a deal with the Cleveland Browns. The Lions also receiving a 2026 seventh-round pick in exchange for a 2025 fifth-rounder and a 2026 sixth-rounder in the deal. The Bears also sending running back Khalil Herbert to the Cincinnati Bengals for a 2025 seventh-round draft pick. The Badger women's basketball team take their turn tonight in Madison. They'll open their season against Wright State. The Badger women's hockey team ranks number one in the country again this week. They get the weekend off. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
State champions across country, plus a wild weekend of football playoff action. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. The WIAA State Cross Country Championships were held over the weekend, with a new record and a 3-time state champion highlighting the action. Junior Emerson Drobach of Deerfield, Cambridge won the individual girls title in Division II, doing so in an all-divisions record time for the 5-kilometer length of 17 minutes 38 seconds. Onalaska's Manny Putz won the boys D1 crown for a third consecutive season, becoming just the 7th boys athlete to do so. Level 2 of the high school football playoffs featured the usual array of upsets, including chaos in Division 1. Franklin spent much of the year as the number 1 team in D1, but the Sabres were shocked by Muskego, who qualified with a sub-500 conference record. It wasn't just a win, it was a running clock, as Muskego dominated 42-14. Elsewhere in the Classic 8, number 4 Arrowhead went on the road and knocked off top-seeded and previously undefeated Verona 22-21. Nina pulled off the rare feat of defeating Kimberly twice in the same season as the Rockets won 34-14 over the Papermakers. Several Cinderella runs continued, including 7th-seeded DC Everest, who took down Madison Memorial 45-24. The biggest Cinderella of last week keeps dancing as 8th-seeded Belleville beat Marshall 21-7. An incredible 8 games were decided by a single point in Level 2. This has been a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net.
Fall meets hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durand has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. Good luck to all hunters and anglers from Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Dreesline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. Bad news for folks tracking the advance of invasive Asian carp, which have been moving up the Mississippi River watershed. They've been found in a couple of important Mississippi River tributaries in Wisconsin. More details when we return, but first...
Sick of eating tag soup? It's time to own your odds this fall with OnX Hunt, the GPS hunting app trusted by millions of hunters. Now you'll have access to nationwide public and private land ownership information, waypoints, optimal wind for each stand, tracks, and much more. All at your fingertips. Go to onxmaps.com/hunt and use code ODN20 at checkout to receive 20% off your membership. That's code ODN20.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources announced last week that silver carp, an invasive species of fish, have been detected in portions of the lower Chippewa River and the lower Black River in western Wisconsin. In May 2024, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service collected 134 water samples from the lower Chippewa River to test for invasive carp environmental DNA. At that time, they didn't find any. In July, however, the agency began receiving reports from anglers of jumping fish suspected to be invasive carp at the Dells Dam on the lower Chippewa River in Eau Claire. In late August, the DNR confirmed that a silver carp that had originally been tagged with a radio transmitter down in Iowa was in the Chippewa River. Another previously tagged fish was confirmed in the Black River near Melrose on September 26th. The DNR believes the carp may have moved upstream in June and early July thanks to high water levels on the Mississippi River, which allowed them better access to these tributaries. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. This time of year is decision time for a lot of people, but it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, joining MediShare means saving about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people, obviously. But what's more, MediShare members like it a lot. Their satisfaction rate is 98%. Imagine that. And MediShare is a proven thing, too, for over 30 years. It's a Christian community of hundreds of thousands of people now. And here's the thing. If you join before November 15th and you mention the promo code SHARE, they'll waive your application fee. So you save even more right off the bat. I'll give you the number here in a second, but just call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is November 15th. So call now. You'll save even more. Here's the number. 866-89-BIBLE. That's 866-89-BIBLE. 866-89-BIBLE.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Dreary and soggy today, with scattered showers and even some thunderstorms expected this afternoon, which could be strong to severe, bringing some gusty winds. Otherwise today, expect patchy fog, highs only reaching the upper 40s, and breezy winds. For fall and winter getaways, check out Alexandria, Minnesota. ExploreAlex.com. Currently, it's 45.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. It is election day, and with that, you know, this has been a lot of anticipation building up and a lot of talk about how the markets would be reacting leading up to what we saw today. And we all know that it is not all going to be said and done when the markets reopen at 8:30 tomorrow morning. I think there'll still be some questions and some thoughts and comments that might be weighing in as well. But look at beyond that, we've got a lot of other factors that are going to be weighing in, and we have seen it. You know, we've talked about how quiet the trade is, but we've got Feds coming out, we got WASDE coming out, China's talks are taking place, a crop that has been harvested way faster on the soybean side, I think, than many had actually figured. So let's break it all down. Jim McCormick joins us. He is with agmarket.net. It is election day, and it just kind of gives this market a kind of a quiet feel. You know, the kind of, you have to refresh your market page to see if it's actually working or not.
No doubt about it, Susan. It has been very, very quiet as at our office here in Northern Illinois. Like you said, a lot of people are in a wait and see mode. Let's face it, this election is going to be very, very close. It's within the margin of error, it looks like. A lot of people are waiting to see because, you know, depending on who becomes president, it will have an impact potentially on where ag goes. And then on top of it, it also depends, you know, we're watching for agriculture is how the House and the Senate play out. I think I read there was a 70% chance that the Senate gets flipped to the Republicans. But on the other hand, there's a 70% chance that the House will flip to Democrats. And that will have an impact, not only overall thing for agriculture, because we still have a farm bill we've got to figure out. And there are some members of the farm bill team that are up for a re-election. So if they don't get re-elected, it could change the whole dynamic of the farm bill as well. So there's just a lot of uncertainty with the election. And like you said, you have the Fed meeting tomorrow. The trade is convinced the Fed's going to raise at least a quarter of a point. But if they don't, it could spook the market one way or another. Or some people say maybe they'll cut it more. And then, like you said, we also have the USDA report at the end of the week. And then we also wait to see the China stimulus announcement here by the end of the week as well.
So looking at all these factors that are weighing in, let's look at the report coming out on Friday. As you said, those numbers could see some tweaks. So how does the market get past this election and look at another factor? And that's that WASDE information.
Well, like you said, we'll see where it's at. I mean, the election could have an impact. You know, if President Trump would get reelected, I know there is a concern from the ag industry. You know, you had the Corn Growers Association, I think the Soybean Association, I believe those two groups are saying, look, you know, we do get in the trade war. Unfortunately, agriculture usually takes the brunt of the pushback from countries. So that could have an impact. The other thing is just where does this yield come in on Friday? The average trade guess, Susan says, is the corn yield is going to be virtually changed. Average guess is a 183.8 national yield unchanged, but the bean yield is anticipated to drop from 53.1 to 52.8. If they would drop that bean yield a little bit more than that, it could get the market excited. But if they would surprise people and get bigger for some reason and the yield would actually go the other way, it would definitely catch the trade on the wrong foot. So, and you never know what the USDA is going to do on these reports.
So what other factors are you seeing this week? I mean, we've had such a focus all week and last week on today's election. Do you see any other factors that might start to play out post-election into a Wednesday trade?
Well, I think the Wednesday trade, we got to see what the Fed does. And, you know, will they cut interest rates? Like I said, the trade's guessing a quarter point. But I'd say they leave it unchanged, Susan. If they leave it unchanged, and I think that's going to get people very worried about the inflation. You know, because the argument is they have inflation under control. That's allowing them to cut interest rates. But if they, for some reason, didn't cut it, that could spook the markets in general on the fear that, wait a second, maybe inflation is not under control as we thought it would be. So that could have a huge impact. Or vice versa, if they would cut it a harder cut. Remember, originally they were talking a half point cut last time, which they did another half point. Now they're saying it's a quarter. So, but if they would go a half, it would catch the trade the other way. And the real big aspect of it is there's over $6 trillion. Think about that, Susan. $6 trillion sitting in money markets waiting to make a decision where they're going to put their money at. And if they do cut the interest rates a little bit, that money market return is a little bit less. And the question then goes is, what do those investors do with that money and where do they put it to work?
And a lot of folks waiting on China as well. We know that January, we've seen a few inklings of purchases. February doesn't have a lot of comments yet coming from China. So I think there's some nervousness as well as to where we're going to see them export opportunities from the United States and what kind of stimulus package they might be throwing out to their people.
Well, it's a big problem. Like I said, they're not doing the buying. Remember, on the USDA balance sheet on Friday, the average trade guess says the bean carryout is going to go from $550 million to $535. But part of that drop in the carryout is an assumption that we're going to export 150 million more bushels of beans this year than last year. If China's economy continues to struggle and the Brazilian bean crop continues to grow and we hit trendline yields, the odds are, unfortunately, that estimate of increasing demand on exports by 150 million will look wrong. The USDA will have to calculate that into their balance sheet. And all of a sudden, our balance sheet, instead of dropping below 550, is now pushing over 600, 650. That's just not a bullish signal. So that China stimulus package could have a huge impact on their overall demand for the world, which will have an overall reaction to the price of where beans could be coming late winter into early spring.
Let's talk about the fact that we got some rain. Areas of Oklahoma, we know that they had some horrible tornadoes, but there is rain that has pushed up from Oklahoma all the way over to the Great Lakes region, headed to you guys, but dissipating, unfortunately, as it gets into the eastern Corn Belt. But anytime you can get rain in November, it's got to be a good relief for these guys.
it is a relief. And then on top of it, it's relatively warm too. So, you know, I've got people in their wheat, they're feeling really good, but you also have the cover crop. A lot of people do cover crops right now here in Northern Illinois. I got a lot of guys spray, but planting that, they needed the rain. We've got about 7 tenths here the last day and a half where I'm at, and it's going to germinate. So no, it will take a little bit of the edge off of the market. There's a lot of people concerned about how dry we've been here in, you know, late fall, September, October, here into November, and what that means for next spring. For the wheat, it really doesn't matter, Susan. We had a horrible crop ratings for wheat. It improved a little bit, but if you look back historically, poor crop ratings in the fall do not correlate to poor crops when it's all said and done.
Stick around, folks. We got a lot more coming up as we get ready. The second half just around the corner on this Election Tuesday. It is the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Welcome back once again here to the Channel Final Bell. I'm Susan Littlefield on the Rural Radio Network. Jim McCormick joins us. He is with AgMarket.net. And we left off kind of talking about what happens on this weather. And I know that, as you mentioned, any sort of rain that comes now is good, but we're going to focus more on what happens this spring. Having said that, let's look at South America, because they're into their summer and we're finally getting some rains down there. Things were looking pretty good. Have you heard any updated numbers on where they are? Not only crop progress, but continuing, are they short on what they're seeing at this point?
Right now, they, like I said, they were very dry in August and September. You got into October, you flipped the switch into the rainy season. They're getting plenty of rain. They were behind planting, Susan, because they were waiting to plant to the plant. So we didn't get in early. But right now, I think they were 53% planted. I think on average, they're around 49% planted. So they're pretty much right where they should be at. Same thing for their early corn plantings. It's their smaller crop, but it is right on schedule. So I would say at this point, where you're looking at, you've got to calculate that Brazil is going to probably have a trend line yield. And unfortunately, I think that's very bearish. A trend line yield in Brazil, combined with the current estimated U.S. production and demand, would put world-ending stocks at all-time highs. It would put stocks to use at all-time highs. So plain and simple, we're going to overflow the world with beans if Brazil has a trendline yield. If China's economy continues to struggle, it just makes it that much more of a problem and that much more price negative. So right now it looks good. They still got to get the second half planted. The one thing I will make note, Susan, is what's interesting is the free corn crop. It's not going to get planted early. It's going to get planted on time, but that still is a risk, because what you're looking at for that safrinha crop is that rainy season. Would it happen to end early? If the rainy season would end early, it would take the top end off that Brazilian corn crop, their safrinha crop, which is their big exportable crop. And that would have a bullish, I think, reaction to the world pricing of corn, because if you look at the supply of world exporters, the exporting countries were actually some of the tightest we've been in the last few years. So the world supply for corn is doing just the opposite. It's tightening up while the bean supply is expanding.
Anything else that you see that we need to be focusing on? Our basis numbers, are we going to see those start to tighten up?
Right now, we are seeing basis improve pretty much around the country in most locations. If you're a producer and you've got grain in the bin and you need to make some sales to generate some income here at the end of the year, keep an eye on this basis. It is improving, because what seems to have been happening, Susan, what it does every year, the farmer's done harvesting. He's put the grain away right now, and he's not interested in selling it in the 24 calendar year. So, but as we're chewing through the grain and the ethanol in and the livestock in, some of these end users are now needing some corn. Now we're past the glut of harvest, and they're now raising their bid to offset, to try to essentially pry that grain out of the farmer's hands. I would encourage producers to take advantage of it, because unfortunately, I do think the producer's in a much more weaker position than he was a year ago. So when we flip that calendar into 2025, I think you're going to see a little bit more grain move a little bit more aggressively as banks put a little bit more pressure on producers to move grain. So the stronger basis that we may see in the next 60 days, it could evaporate as we move into 2025. So I'd encourage people to try to take advantage of it if they see that opportunity.
Let's switch gears and take a look at this livestock market. I mean, the cattle and the feeders for a big chunk of the morning were just stuck in red, just like they were all day yesterday. Turn things around just a little bit. Feeders ended up mixed. But what is your biggest takeaway from this cattle complex today?
Well, the cattle had a pretty hard correction last week. It's held to 200 a day for 3 days in a row. It's trying to find some support. You know, it may have a reaction based on how the election goes, as well as the Fed meeting here tomorrow. So it could have a, you know, it could go either way. If I'm a producer out there, I'm going to encourage guys to consider to start buying puts to maybe make sure you protect your equity and your investment. You know, the cattle market tends to go up, as they say, in an escalator and down in an elevator. When it breaks, it tends to break hard and fast. So I do think it's pragmatic to take some risk management measures. On the hogs, they've been on one heck of a rally. We had sold off here the last couple of days. If they would gap lower tomorrow on some of these contracts, you'd actually have an island top, which may signal at least the near-term tops in the hogs. So something we're watching tomorrow to see how the hog market actually opens.
Jim, do you have any concerns about consumer demand and confidence?
Right now, overall, it looks very, very well. I mean, there's no doubt about it. You look at some of the numbers, they are there. But I think you do have to be very concerned about what happens. You know, overall, like I said, if the Fed continues to cut interest rates, how the stock market performs. So the one thing I would say about the consumer, he's very, very fickle. You know, so, you know, the market gets in the livestock, the sense that the consumer's struggling, it's going to react very violently. But, you know, one thing about it, Susan, we're going to get a lot of news on the consumer demand. We obviously move into Christmas season. We'll see if the consumer is willing to spend. So far, it's been amazing. If you look at the credit card debt, it is piling up. But the reality is consumers continue to spend and continue to drive the economy forward. So far, so good.
We just need them to go to the meat counter a few more times every time they go to the grocery store, right?
No doubt about it. Like I said, the confidence is good right now. So I think in general, you've got to be a little bit friendly to the meats. But just as pragmatic risk management, when you're at these high levels, the psychology changes, something changes, something goes wrong in the world. It's one thing, you know, it's pragmatic to take risk off the table.
Best way for folks to get a hold of you guys, Jim?
Reach any of the Ag Market team members at 844-424-6758. You can reach me directly at 815-665-0461. Or better yet, go to agmarket.net to take a look at our research.
All right, that is today's Channel Final Bell, being brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional on the Rural Radio Network.
I'm Paul Hambleton, your choice for State Senate. As a teacher, I accept students for who they are, what family they come from, what beliefs and attitudes they hold, and whether they're shy and quiet or bold and outspoken. A classroom is a community of learners. And to build a community, you accept that people are different because that's where you learn to get along with others. As I knock doors and talk with voters, I meet all kinds of people with lots of attitudes and ideas. Republicans, Democrats, lefties and righties, and everything in between. People agree that there is too much division, nastiness, and insult in politics. Let's take back the playground. It's time to seek to work together on the things we all care about, rather than toss out insults or mock those who are different or disagree. It's not acceptable on the playground or in the classroom. Together we do better. I'm Paul Hambleton, and I approve this ad, paid for by the Committee to Elect Paul Hambleton.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants. Currently, there are more than 17,000 dairy farms across the country in active production, but only 64 of them have signed up for voluntary H5N1 monitoring. Because of the low turnout, USDA recently announced a nationwide bulk milk testing program. I'll have the details when we come back.
To this day, one of the great things about farming is it gives families the opportunity to pass things from one generation to the next. Traditions, know-how, even treasured secret recipes. With costs for just about everything on the rise these days, a lot of growers are handing down the wisdom of getting more life out of their tractors, combines, and hard-working equipment. And with help from Mystic Lubricants, family operations can keep machines working harder for longer, season after season after season. Their products, like the legendary JT6 greases, are specially formulated to perform even in the harshest environments. No matter if your machines are 3 days new or three decades old, you can count on Mystic to protect your tradition for getting the job done. Because like you, Mystic lubricants are made to make it last. To find your local Mystic distributor or retailer, visit mysticlubes.com. That's M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com.
Since March of 2024, the H5N1 avian influenza virus has been detected in nearly 400 dairy herds across 15 states. That's including California, Texas, Kansas, Wisconsin, and Michigan. The virus has also affected at least 36 people, primarily farm workers in close contact with infected cattle. In response to the outbreak, the U.S. Department of Agriculture launched a comprehensive bulk milk testing initiative last week. The program aims to enhance surveillance by sampling raw milk from dairy farms across the country, starting with those in states where infections have been reported. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack emphasized the need for this expanded testing, saying, "These situations evolve over time, and as they evolve over time, there needs to be a recalibration and adjustment." The decision to implement bulk milk testing follows recommendations from livestock and veterinary groups. They deemed the previous surveillance methods insufficient. The executive director, for example, of the American Association of Bovine Practitioners called the current voluntary strategy inadequate. The USDA's new testing regimen involves collecting and analyzing bulk raw milk samples to detect the presence of H5N1. This approach allows for efficient monitoring of large dairy operations, and they say it will help identify infections early, facilitating a prompt containment of the virus. Officials do say the testing program will begin first in states with active outbreaks here in early November, and then in other states after that. Colorado launched a state-level bulk milk testing program in July, and Secretary Vilsack mentioned that it serves as a model, with no new dairies in that state being infected after the testing began. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention maintain that the risk to the general public for H5N1 remains low. However, they do advise individuals working closely with livestock to follow recommended biosecurity measures to minimize exposure. I'll be back with more after this.
$100 million. That's how much Eric Hovde spent in attack ads lying about Tammy Baldwin.
What's the real difference between them?
Tammy Baldwin has worked with Republican and Democratic presidents to bring manufacturing jobs back from China to Wisconsin.
Eric Hovde invests in companies that outsource Wisconsin jobs.
Tammy has taken on the big pharmaceutical companies to lower prices.
Hovde wants to restore their sweetheart deal so they can jack up prices.
Tammy Baldwin has always protected Social Security and Medicare.
Hovde has a plan to slash both to pay for trillions in new tax breaks for rich guys like him.
And Tammy Baldwin is leading the fight to restore Roe v. Wade.
Eric Hovde would back a national abortion ban with no exceptions for rape or incest.
Eric Hovde's millions can't hide the truth.
Tammy Baldwin's the one working for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Yes, officials at the USDA still have confidence that they'll be able to eradicate the impact of this H5N1 avian influenza. But for now, with case counts climbing, they hope this new bulk milk testing program will be able to provide enough information to get in front of the virus. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Mystic Lubricants, made to make it last. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
The Thanksgiving ham and turkey special going on now at Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85 Durand. Order now through November 18th and pick up starting November 20th. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85 Durand for more information.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Rain ending this evening, mostly cloudy and a low in the upper 30s tonight. And more clouds around for tomorrow, a high near 50. Sun's back for Thursday, high low 50s. Continued warming into Friday with sunshine, a high in the mid-50s, then rain returns later Saturday and Sunday. Explore your holiday getaway options in Alexandria, Minnesota. ExploreAlex.com. Right now it's 45.
Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
I got rice cooking in the microwave. Got a three-day beard I don't plan to shave. And it's a goofy thing, but I just gotta say, hey, I'm doing all right. Yeah, I think I'll make me some homemade soup. Feeling pretty good, and that's the truth. It's neither drink nor drug induced, no, I'm just doing all right. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good? Since I left home, said good luck to every seed I'd sown. Give it my best and then I left it alone. I hope they're doing alright. Now I look in the mirror and what do I see? A long wolf there staring back at me. Long in the tooth but harmless as can be. Lord, I guess he's doing alright. And it's a great day. Sometimes it's lonely, sometimes it's only me and the shadows that fill this room. Sometimes I'm falling, desperately calling, howling out. Take my old Harley for a three-day cruise. Might even grow me a Fu Manchu. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good? It's a great day. But why can't every day be just this good? Oh, yeah, yeah.
country favorites back to back to back. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I'm the kind to take the keys, don't sit in a shotgun seat unless I want to, and you make me want to. Hypnotized by the white lines, your hands tending to on this heart of mine, makes me feel at home. Yeah, boy, I'm right at home in a 4x4 by you. Parked out in the driveway, backed up to a fire on the tailgate, feet on the dashboard, oh, nothing I love more. Not eating nothing, but we in slow motion, up in the mountains or down by the ocean. It's all the same to me, ain't nowhere I'd rather be than in a 4x4 by you.
Disagree.
back to a place that's far away. How about you? Have you got a place to stay? And why should I care when I'm just trying to get along? We were friends, and now it's the end of our love song. So let's leave it alone, 'cause we can't see eye to eye. There ain't no good guy, there ain't no bad guy. There's only you and me, and we just disagree. There ain't no good guy, and there ain't no bad guy. There's only you and me, and we just disagree. So let's leave it alone, 'cause we can't see eye to eye. There ain't no good guy, and there ain't no bad guy. There's only you and me, and we just disagree.
Home for Durand Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
It was the 14th of October, and that t-shirt off your shoulder. I was drunk, said I was sober, and you said, yeah, right. We were talking for a minute, then some guy tried to cut in. You took my hand and we pretended like I was your guy. Trying to guess your middle name for 30 minutes, but we played that game. That mango reader you were drinking, and that Coldplay song that you were singing. And I bet right now you're probably thinking that it's crazy. I remember every detail, but I do. From your blue jeans to your shoes, girl, that night was just like you, unforgettable. And we were buzzing, taking shots like it was nothing. Did the running, man, you loved it. Yeah, you laughed out loud. You brushed away your blunder and you kissed me out of nowhere. I can still show you the spot where everything went down. Whoa, I told you I was gonna marry you. You probably didn't think that it was true. Weekend that we jumped in right off the deep in that man.